Occasionally, an event occurs of such significance that it forever changes the way you perceive life itself, as though a veil has been lifted and the clarity and purpose of your life become obvious. In November of 1993, such an event occurred for my family and I. I was one of the Native American children adopted at birth and removed from the reservation system. As fate would have it, I was raised by a wonderful family and grew up in Southwest Minnesota. I lost both adoptive parents in 1987. It was then that my wife, Kathy, discovered my adoption papers that had been hidden for years. On Thanksgiving Day, 1993, I was reunited with my biological Lakota family. Neither of us had known the other had existed all those years. So began our incredible journey back into Native America. This is our story. I have included this opening segment many times over the years. It always humbles me and reminds me of that fine thread of life that weaves our life's journey. But today it takes on an extra special meaning. I would like to read a short passage from the book, Hidden Heritage, subtitled, The Story of Paul Rush, as written by author Barbara Marshak. It goes like this. In late June 1955, a woman arrived at St. Mary's Hospital in Pierre, South Dakota, all alone and close to her time for delivery. She was in her mid-30s and came from a good Native American family, highly respected in the community. The woman deeply loved her newborn son, but with her reason still a secret, she made a most painful decision. With a heavy sadness in her heart, she wrote his name on the birth certificate, a name she chose with great care. Then she left the hospital, leaving her infant son in the care of St. Mary's nurses. There was something special about the baby boy with dark hair and dark eyes. The nurses in the obstetrics unit were instinctively enthralled with him. They took turns doting on him, gently caressing his cheeks, noting how his skin was as soft as silk. They held him, cradled him, and rocked him when he cried. Oh, how they loved him, watched over him day and night, sang to him to sleep with their favorite hymns. As the hours turned to days and the days turned to weeks, the baby boy, LaRush, almost outgrew the tiny bassinet that was meant for newborns. The nurses prayed to find a good home for him. One day, when the baby boy was about 5 weeks old, a couple came to see him. The first time the husband and wife laid eyes on him, they were immediately taken with him. Oh, he fits right into our family, the woman crooned. He's so beautiful. She even thought he resembled her dark-complected husband. The nurses were reluctant to let him go, because that baby boy, LaRush, had unequivocally captured their hearts. However, they knew that the most important thing for the little boy was to have all the love and advantages a family could offer. With great joy, the husband and wife from the white world prepared to take the little boy from the Native American world into their home. The nurses could see the hand of God at work, intricately weaving the lives of these three souls together as a family. They knew no matter the circumstance, God could bring something beautiful and wonderful out of the weave. And so the nurses let him go. Many times over the years, I have concluded our performance in concerts with this short anecdote. I stand before you here tonight as a son of two mothers and the product of two worlds. Two worlds that have collided and clashed over and throughout America's growing pains. But in that, I have been given a gift. I have an equal amount of love and pride for both mothers, both families, and both worlds, not placing one above the other. From that place, I have been given the ability to reach out a hand, an olive branch, in both directions, to bring the two together in a gesture of healing, hope, and reconciliation of the cultures. I am a living example that we are all much closer connected than we will ever know. I am two people within one body, one heart, and in so represent the healing process between these two worlds. The healing process is well underway and reconciliation is far beyond my mortal ability. But the music that my two mothers bestowed on me stands alone like a voice from the past. It says we are all related, regardless of the color of our skin, our political persuasions, or religious convictions. At the core, we are all brothers and sisters of one heart, one mind, and one body, here for the greater good of all humans and in service of our Creator. Happy Mother's Day. May God bless each and every one of you on this special day. Mitakawi Oyasi, a Lakota saying translated, we are all related.